And good morning. Today is Monday, May 4th, 2015. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. We have a representative from the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust in the studio with us, Caroline Lester. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing well. It's so beautiful out. I don't think I could be doing anything but well.
This radio interview, it is distractingly beautiful outside. There's likely some people out fishing, my guess is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there right now just finishing up longlining.
How big is the membership for Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust? What's the size of it now? It's been around since 2007.
Yeah, You know, our membership is done, our official membership roles are done through one of our programs called Alaskan Zone, which is a, are you asking about the fishing members?
Or either.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the non-fisherman members are done through one of our programs called Alaskan Zone, which is like a CSA program, except with fish. And a CSA is, it's kind of like Chelan. It's like those boxes you get from a farm every month or so, filled with whatever they have on the farm and whatever is available. And we do that, except with baskets of fish from fished from up here, all line caught, so long lined or trolled. So we have members of Alaskan Zone in Seattle, Juneau, Sitka, and Anchorage. And we have about 100 or so and have one last week of membership open and are hoping to get a little bit more during that last week.
Okay. And what about on the fishing side? How many fishermen do you have involved?
So on the fishermen, it's a little bit, yeah. So we have about 8 or so fishermen who we get most of our fish from, and then we have a few, I don't know, a larger, maybe 20 fishermen who pop in and out and also give us some of our fish, which is great. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like a real cross collaborative. It's not just Sitka, it's throughout Southeast and even the Northwest Pacific. So there's three branches we were talking a little bit earlier of the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust. And can you talk a little bit about what those are? You mentioned the community-supported fishery. Mm-hmm. What else is there in your arsenal?
So we have the community-supported fishery. We have the second program is a collaboration between ALFA and the Trust, and it's called the Fisheries Conservation Network. And that's sort of a collaboration between fishermen and scientists and researchers to make fishing more efficient and effective.
Mm. Interesting.
And then the last one is called the Local Fish Fund, which is sort of like a, what's a good way of explaining it? Sort of like a microfinance organization for young fishermen who are hoping to start out. So so it's a little bit, there's a lot of moving pieces in this, but to simplify it, we try to provide emerging fishermen with a down payment for initial quota purchase. To sort of get them into the fishing industry a little less painlessly.
Yeah, the barrier for the cost of entering the fishing industry is quite high, especially for someone who's just starting out.
Absolutely, yeah. You have to buy your boat, you have to buy your quota, you have to buy your gear. It's pretty hard to get started, and it's getting harder and harder, especially if you don't come from a fishing family. And our goal is to keep fishing local, and with as many small business owners, like small boat owners, as possible. So we're hoping to keep it local in Sitka and continue to keep it among small boats.
I've got a little bit of an audio nugget for you guys. It's a clip from the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust website with Gordon Blue, mm-hmm. the executive director, yep. talking about kind of the backdrop for why the Local Fish Fund exists. Take a listen.
Alaska commercial fishermen have been blessed. Many of them have been able to build their businesses and set plans for retirement. And much of that blessing is the result of allocation of fishery rights to individual fishermen. Now we're at a place where we need to determine what the legacy of that will be. Because fishermen entering the fisheries don't have that same advantage, They aren't given rights to the fisheries. And so there are many difficulties in the transfer of those rights between generations.
This aspect of the local fish fund being between generations, I find really interesting, because usually, like you were alluding to fishing families, you know, it's the father who's fished for decades and he has all this knowledge and he has all the permits and the quota share, passing it on to his immediate family members. Mm-hmm. But this is trying to create networks that didn't exist before, it sounds like.
So in the 70s, a lot of fishermen or young guys and a couple women came up from down south and just sort of fished, and it was open and available and everybody could do that. And when they divided the system into these quotas, people who were already fishing were given these quotas. And now the cost of buying in and getting a quota or getting a share has just, it's astronomical. It's amazing. So it becomes very, very difficult for somebody to sort of get started.
Got it. And what projects are you working on that you're excited about? You just started this job as the program director, program manager?
Program manager, yeah. So I am program manager of Alaskan Zone, the CSF. And I'm really excited to be working here. I've done a little bit of work in fisheries before, but never in Alaska. So I'm super excited to be working on a project like this. And one of the things that I'm hoping to work on, besides increasing our membership, is through one of our projects called Docklines, which is like a newsletter that we sent out with every share. So you got your fish basket, you got your newsletter, and it was filled with all these wonderful, you know, fisherman profiles, nutritional suggestions, a little bit of writing on sort of the ecosystem around us, and just trying to connect our members to sort of Southeast Alaska and the marine resources that we rely on. And it's been a really great thing so far, but I'm hoping to expand that into more of an online presence, continue to have this newsletter, and also I'm looking for interns to help me do it. So we have, during the summer, I'm looking for 3 interns, for any of you young people listening, to help run our online blog, which involves sort of writing about sort of the different initiatives that the Fishery Conservations Network is working on, profiling our fishermen, and also running our social media branch. So in August, we have a setup with something called Modern Farmer Magazine, which is a big sort of food magazine based out of New York City. And we are hoping, or we have a collaboration set up where we are sharing our Instagram for 3 weeks in August, which is really exciting. So we'll have about 15,000 followers from that. And I'm really looking for an intern to help me out with that.
So you are really growing the online presence of and the kind of sharing information with people who care about the organization. Do you need to be a very, very good writer to be an intern or a fisherman? Do you need to
I'm looking for some high school students, preferably a little bit younger. I would love somebody who knows how to use Instagram, because I'm terrible at that, and I'm, you know, 25 and I can't do it.
I'm 24 and I still look at Instagram and I'm kind of befuddled. I'm already a generation behind, which is kind of the rate of technology innovating is pretty incredible. But so you're looking for that. And why the decision to take it in this direction?
Yeah, well, I think we're on the cusp of something super exciting, which is what makes my job really great. And being in Southeast Alaska really great right now, which is that people are finally starting to care about seafood traceability, where their fish comes from, how it's fished. Because right now it's been this sort of like black box. Nobody really has thought about it or thinks about it, especially down south. And as more and more people are getting interested in sort of this whole sustainable food movement, fishing is finally becoming a part of that. And the type of fishing we do up here in Sitka is perfect. It's all wild. It's all line caught. And it's really wonderful. And we have, you know, the best marine ecosystem in the world to do it in.
Last question I want to ask you, Caroline, is a little bit about yourself. So people might know you from the Good Day Radio show. You've just started hosting that on Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you come from? Where do you hail from? And how did you get so interested in food, sustainable food, and building these communities?
So I am originally from Boston, and I moved up to Sitka a little under a year ago to work on Jonathan Kreiss Tompkins' campaign. And before that, I worked a little bit in organic farming and the organic food movement. So I worked in a food justice organization called the Boston Food Project. And I worked on my school's organic farm and photographed for them. And then in college, I got a grant to go to Southeast Asia and to Bangkok to study human trafficking. And I was focusing on human trafficking in the fishing industry. So it's a very, very different industry than what I'm dealing with now. But it got me very interested in sort of the global fishing industry, the labor involved with that. And really just being in Alaska now is just really highlighting how wonderful it is here and what a special thing we have here and how important it is to preserve it and see if we can replicate that model in other places.
Well, we wish you luck with the next few months as the fishing fleet hits the water and does so much of their work this summer. It's going to get really exciting out on the waters. You've been listening to Caroline Lester. She's here to talk about the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust and is looking for 3 high school interns to help with their new magazine. How can they contact you?
The best way is to go to our website, www.thealaskatrust.org, or to email me at caroline@thealaskatrust.org.
Okay. Thanks so much, Caroline.
Thanks, Emily.
All right. We're heading back to Writer's Almanac.